name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, graduating class, this is the day. During your time as students, you developed a little slogan. We're the first. And indeed you are. You were the first to hear about the Institute for Worship Studies. You were the first to respond. You were the first to enroll. You were the first to arrive and create a community. You know, I'll never forget that first night when we gathered together 3 years ago. We were facing the other way. And there were 20 of you, one here, one there, one over there, one here. You look like a bunch of scared rabbits. And if you recall, I stood up and I said, I want all of you to come up front and sit together. And you did. And you know, I think that what you did with that was a signal of what you've become. You've become a community. So you are the first to become a community, the first to establish traditions, and now you're the first to graduate and carry the name Doctor of Worship Studies from the Institute for Worship Studies. And guess what? You're the first to hear a graduation speech. Now you're probably sitting there saying he's making it up as he goes along. I do have to tell you the honest truth. I'm stumped. Just literally stumped. I don't know what to say to you. I came down here. I told Jim when I came down here, I said, I don't have a speech. I said, I have no idea. You know, I've thought about this and that and everything else under the sun that relates to theology and to the church and to your ministry, but nothing felt good. Just didn't fit. So Jim handed me the readings for the day, and he said, Bob, he said, here's the readings. Why don't you check them out and tell me whether or not you approve? And I read them, and I said, here it is. It's the sermon, the scripture. Where is a better place to go? Where is there more wisdom? Where is there more direction for the future of your life and ministry than in the scripture? And so I'm going to go back to the scriptures that were read today. I'm not going to read them in whole, but I am going to read parts of them. The first scripture reading was Psalm 99, and I want to read two verses. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. The question I think that this passage of Scripture raises is, whose vision will determine your ministry? You know, today it does seem to me that even in the church we're told, trust in your own way. Have confidence in yourself. Think about your potential. And reach out for your potential. Create your own mission statement. And then you're off and running. I don't think so. I think where we need to begin is with the mission statement of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. It's very simple and yet very profound. God has a mission. God's mission is to save, to rescue, to restore, to recreate this entire creation. And what I want to ask you is this. Don't develop your own mission statement. I know that runs counter to what everybody tells you to do. Find out what God's mission is and serve it. And you will never have to wonder who you are or what your purpose or goal is in ministry. The second passage of Scripture is from the Psalms. Psalm 99. Love this verse in verse 5. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is the Holy One. See, the question here is, who gets exalted? See, if you got your own mission statement, you're going to say, I'm going to get exalted. People are going to notice me. They're going to say, there goes Dr. So-and-so of the big church and the big ministry and the big work for God. You know, when I was thinking about this, I thought to myself, you know, if somebody set out and said, we're going to have a conference on how to build a big church, and this was a big name that was doing the big conference, guess what you would have? A big conference. And if somebody was no name, and they said, we're going to put together a conference, how to do God's mission in this world, guess how many people would come? Very few. And that's a tragic commentary on where we are in today's church. Start with your own mission, and maybe you'll become exalted. But start with God's mission, and it's God who will be exalted. You know, you might be martyred. I hope not. You're my friends. You might be misunderstood. That you probably are already. And there are a few people who will despise you. But you know what? You'll be fulfilled. Because the third passage of Scripture that was read in our hearing tonight tells us something very simple and yet very profound. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall find it. Isn't that interesting? It's the same theme. These are great passages of Scripture. Don't exalt yourself. But give yourself up. Don't seek to fulfill your own life and say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to go here. But lose your life. Give it up in the service of God. See, God does not call you to greatness. God is not calling you to big churches and big agendas. God is calling you to faithfulness and servanthood. Notice the common thread that runs through these scriptures. Isn't it amazing how wise the scripture is? It's incredible. It's not your vision, but God's vision. It's not your exaltation, but God's exaltation. And it's not your self-directed life, but it's God-directed life. You know, they say that every ending is a new beginning. Tonight, there's a very distinct ending for you. You're done with your studies. And that took a lot of work. But it's a new beginning. When you walk out of this place tonight, you start over again, having completed one phase of your life. You're at a crossroad. And I feel confident this degree will open new doors. And my challenge to you is to go forth with God's vision, seeking God's exaltation, and finding yourself by losing yourself in the mission of God to rescue and save the entire created order. God bless you. Amen.